Hey everybody, this is PJ Riley from Lancaster Archery here with a bow hunting tech tip for you today about choosing a sight for your compound bow for hunting. We're going to talk about four basic factors of bow hunting sights. We're going to talk about single versus multi-pin. We're going to talk about the amount of fiber in the sight. We're going to talk about pin size. And lastly, we're going to talk about the length of the sight bar. So probably the first thing you're going to want to decide for yourself is whether or not you want a single pin sight or you want a sight that has multiple pins. With the single pin sight, this is adjustable. You're in your tree stand, you adjust this to whatever yardage your target is, your deer is. There's a sight tape that you're going to set up so that you can adjust this sight up and down for the target that you're aiming at, whatever distance it is. The good thing about the single pins is you can see there's only one aiming point in there. So your scope, your field of view is not cluttered by other pins that could block the target or get you confused where you aim at the wrong, you aim using the wrong pin. This one you set and you're always aiming at that pin. There's no gap in your sights. This sight, whether your target is 15, 18, 20, 22 yards, you adjust it to that yardage, so you are always aiming directly at a pin. One of the potential downfalls of the single pin is you have to set it before you draw. So let's say that deer comes in at 20 yards. You're going to set your sight, you're going to draw back. Now before you can shoot, the deer hops away to 27 yards. Your sight is already set for 20. You're going to have to let down, adjust your sight, draw back. That can be a lot of movement that you can get busted. With the multi-pin sight, this is a 5-pin sight. Generally, it's going to be set at, with most modern compounds, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 yards. So those pins are fixed at that distance. If your deer is 25 yards away, you're going to have to judge between the 20 and 30 yard pins. You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself where you need to hold the pin to be on target. However, the positive side is if that deer comes in at 20 yards, you're drawn back, you're aiming with your 20 yard pin. Now it hops away to 27 yards. You don't have to do anything different. You can stay drawn back. You just pick a different pin. So there's a lot less movement there. And you'll see with different fixed pin sights. This one, as I said, is a 5-pin sight. There are other sights that have 3 pins. Some have 4 pins. Some have up to 7 pins. It all depends on the distance you expect that you're going to shoot. Pretty much all sights these days use fiber optic as the aiming pins. And what happens is the more fiber there is incorporated into the sight, wrapped around the scope or running down the side of the sight, all that exposed fiber is gathering light, which is then transmitted to the very end, which is what you're using to aim. So the more fiber you have, the more it's gathering light. A sight like this has very bright pins. You can see that. A sight like this, you can see that's all the fiber that it has, the length of the pin. So this sight isn't going to be quite as bright in those low light conditions. So again, that's something to consider, the amount of fiber that the sight has. Next thing you're going to want to figure out is the size of the pin that you're going to want to have in your sight. Today's sights, the basic pin sizes are 10 thousandths of an inch, 19 thousandths, 29 thousandths. Most sights use either one of those sizes of pins. 10 thousandths being the smallest, 29 thousandths being the biggest. You can see in this sight here, the top 3 pins are 19s, the bottom 2 are 10s. This sight here has a 29, so you can see the different sizes. Where that comes into play is the smaller the pin, the more precise you can be with your aiming. You can really dial down exactly where you want that arrow to hit because it's so small. Your aiming point is smaller. The larger the pin is, the more of your target it's going to cover. You can't be quite as precise. However, this 10,000th pin, because it's so small, is going to gather far less light than the 29,000th, which means this 10,000th pin is going to go dark before your 29,000th. early morning, late evening, prime hunting times, you may not be able to see that smaller pin where you could see one that's 19 or 29 thousandths. The last thing you're going to want to think about is the length of the sight bar. Obviously, this sight here is a very short bar, and what I have on my bow is a longer bar. You can see the difference in the lengths there. With a longer bar, that's generally considered to be more accurate because you're moving the scope and the sight pin farther away from your face. You're going to have to be more stable in controlling it. It's just going to be a more precise sight as opposed to a compact one. When that aiming point comes closer to your eye, you're not going to see as much movement as you would when it's farther away. However, some bow hunters like to have a compact bow. You don't like much sticking out beyond the limbs for moving through brush, for hunting in ground blinds, tight situations. A lot of hunters don't like to have things sticking out off the front of the bow. In that case, you may want a compact sight. Thanks for watching today. If you have any questions, you can check us out at LancasterArchery.com.